So I have this question, I think, every Sunday night in the winter time. And the Rav in the shul doesn't daven Maariv with us. He davens it later on. So what happens? They start Baruch Hu. And where does the Rav walk? He walks right down this aisle. Usually, as he walks up fast always, so usually, and usually the Chazan's pretty quick, the time he gets five rows down, they've already just started Kriya Shema. And then it's an awkward situation. Do I stand when the Rav walks by? In general, when the Rav walks by, you should stand. Especially give kavod to the Rav, it's his base medrash. Problem is that I just started Kriya Shema. So what do? No, you stand or you don't stand. So Shulchan Aruch says that when you're saying Kriya Shema, HaKorei Kriya Shema, lo yirmos beinav, you don't wink, you don't make any eye motions. Lo yikrots b'sfasav, you don't make any lip motions, like stick out your tongue and you whistle or whatever you want with your lips. Lo yirab b'tzposav, you don't point or you make any motions. B'parsha Rishona, shu ikr kabos o malchus shemayim. The first paragraph, in other words, Shema, Baruch Shem, and V'ahavta, you don't say, make any motions or hand motions or eye motions, whatever. Why? Because then it looks like it's a casual read of Kriya Shema. That's inappropriate. And it says, and we say, it needs to be a set Kriya Shema. And if you start whistling and waving during Kriya Shema, that's degrading to Kriya Shema. Comes along the Mishnah Berurah, and he says, this is even for a Dvar Mitzvah. Feel a Dvar Mitzvah Usser. Where modes. You're not allowed to even, you know, make motions during the first paragraph of Kriya Shema, even for a mitzvah. Then Mishnah Berurah says, well, the second paragraph of Kriya Shema, you also should be careful as well, but for a mitzvah purpose, that's fine. But it's very clear from the Mishnah Berurah and Shulchan Aruch, the first paragraph of Kriya Shema, you shouldn't do anything which is a mitzvah, any hand motions, even for a mitzvah purpose. So let me ask you a question. What about if you stop saying Kriya Shema? I want to do a hand motion. For example, you see your kid's not davening Kriya Shema properly. So you want to smack him on the back of his head. Or at least motion to him. No, like that. But see, so you stop saying Kriya Shema. In other words, you go, Shema Yisrael, Hashem, okay, Hashem Echad. Then you take your, whatever, maybe you see, have your eyes for Baruch Shem, Kol Malchusam Ed. Then you get to V'ahavta, and you see your kids, you say V'ahavta Ace, and you see your kids not davening. So you go like this. Stop. And you bang, and you point to him, or whatever. Give him a little bit of a zetz. So, you stop saying Kriya Shema when you pointed, but it's still in the first paragraph. So that already, the Pischei Tshuva comments on this. And he says, L'chor Renir, it appears to me, even if you want to stop talking and then make hand motions, stop, you know, meaning not when you're actually saying that first paragraph, you stop in the middle, he says it's also Aser. Why? Because it says, Lo yikrots b'sfasav. One of the examples that we gave was making mouth motions. Obviously, you're not making mouth motions if you're in the middle of talking Kriya Shema. So clearly, Shulchan Aruch must be talking about a case where you're not actually reciting Kriya Shema, you're making mouth motions. Says Shulchan Aruch, that's usher. So therefore, said the Pischei Tshuva, even making hand motions when you're not actually reciting Kriya Shema is a problem as long as you're within those that first paragraph. He notes maybe Rashi and Yuma disagrees because it's all based in Kavana, but for the most point, even if you're quiet, you're not allowed to make hand motions. So what about when the Rav walks by? You don't have to make any noise. You simply get up. Is it the Dvar Mitzvah? Yeah. So says the Shevet HaLevi, he says, Vashir Shal, this day you asked, when you're Korei Parshish Rishonik Shal Kriya Shema, Impatir Mi Lakum, do you have to get up for the Rav or not? So he says, well, that's our sugya. It says, lo yirmos, lo yikrots. You're not allowed to make any motions during Kriya Shema. He says, he named emtza kriya mamish, you're a depater. You're putter from standing up from the Rav when he walks by because you are in the middle of Kriya Shema. Just like you can't wave your hand, you can't wink, you can't make motions with your mouth. You also can't stand, you know, move your body to stand up for the Rav. Because even though it's a Dvar Mitzvah, we said a mitzvah is usser as well. Comes along the Oz Nidbru and he says the same thing. When in Havsik Shema Yisrael, he says, L'kayim mitzvahs kima, he says, even if you tell me this is not an example of waving your hand or eye blinking or something like that, this is for a mitzvah purpose of standing with the Rav. He says, Mikol makom hu pater, why? Mishum de'osik b'mitzvah. Since you're in the middle of the mitzvah of Kriya Shema, you're putter. You don't even have to stand up for the Rav at all. He says, just like when you have faced with two mitzvahs, you can't do them both at the same time, and you started one mitzvah, so you don't stop that mitzvah to do the other mitzvah. He says, you can't do them at the same time, and therefore he says, you don't have to stand up for the Rav. Comes along Rav Chaim, Yosef Chaim Zonneveld and Salmas Chaim and says just the opposite. Listen to this line. He says, who gave us the Torah? No sin at Torah, Yisparach Shemo. Hashem, who told us to say Kriya Shema? Hashem told us to say Kriya Shema. So the same God who gave us Kriya Shema and told us, Shetziva Likro Kriya Shema, Tziva Gamkein Log Al Kima. He also told you to stand up for the Rav. Eina Osel Amashin Itztabet. So when the Rav walks by, you have a very clear commandment. You know what you do? You stand up. Why? You're in the middle of praising God? Yeah, but what does God want you to do at this point? Pretty wild svara. He says, God wants you at this point to stand up for the Rav. So it's pretty hard psak to understand, but he says that straight up. They asked Rav Chaim Kanievsky, what does he hold about this topic? And he cites that his uncle, the Chazan Ish, once told him, when Rav Chaim Kanievsky, one of his rabbeim, walked in, Rav Eliyahu Dushnitzer, who was the mashkiach of the Lamzi Yeshiva, and it was a Talmud of the Chafetz Chaim, or a Talmud, the chaver of the Chafetz Chaim, he once walked in when the Rav Chaim Kanievsky was in the first pasuk of Kriya Shema, another Shema Yisrael, and the Chazan Ish told him to stand up for Rebbe. So that's a pretty wild psak, which goes against this Shevet Alevi and this Oz Nidbur. So you have a split right down the middle. When the Rav walks by, are you supposed to stand? You're not supposed to stand. Yeah.
It was different because he was like a very prominent Talmud.
I don't know. It's so hard. It's a Rav. You're supposed to give him covered. Yeah. Comes along with Chuvus Van Agus of Sternbach. He tries to explain this Chazan Ish. He says, you know what? He says the exact opposite of the Oz Nidbur. He says that the only time you don't have to do a mitzvah during the pasuk of Kriya Shema is when you have a chance to still do the mitzvah afterwards. The exact opposite. In other words, if the Rav's walking by, and if you don't stand at this exact second, then what's going to happen? You're going to finish Kriya Shema. Where's the Rav? He's gone. He's upstairs already. You missed the opportunity. So if you don't stand right now, you're going to lose it, he says. In that case, you must stand. Nira Pashut Zainu. Ainu Davko Gabe Mitzvah Shane Mechuyaba. Avba Ofen Shin Ispatwa Mitzvah Nira Pashut Demutu Arames Bemtzer Parshu Shoni. In other words, if you have an opportunity to do a mitzvah, and if you don't do it right now, while you're saying Kriya Shema, you're going to lose it, it's better to stand. So what do you do, Halacha L'maisa? I know, try to avoid the topic. Either start Kriya Shema maybe a second later, or stand before you get to Kriya Shema. When you see him 10 feet away, maybe if you stand for the Rav, then that covers it. Otherwise, I'm not sure what to do. If you split right down the middle, it seems to be the more normative psak is that you don't stand, although there are definitely great posts. Can we say, if you want to stand, you can stand as well. Shkoyach.